Also, that was a year that my apartment building was literally a 15-second walk to one of my classes, and I didn't go ever. I could see my classroom window from my balcony.
Welcome to Don't Mess. I'm Chris Clemens.
I'm Christine Sidelko, and I have a butt.
And everyone has a butt.
And that's okay. And sometimes things come out of that butt. But you need to know that you are normal because of it. Listen to our podcast, Don't Mess, every Friday.
Don't Mess is a CastBox original produced alongside Studio 71. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can listen to Don't Mess wherever you get your podcasts, but I hope you'll give CastBox a shot. I think it's the best. Don't Mess.
Welcome to...
Oh my
God. Hi, guys. We're here on the set of Don't Mess, the podcast that keeps on giving you nightmares. Caw, caw!
Well, your name's Christine Sidelko.
My name's Christine Sidelko.
And I'm Chris Clemens.
And together we are awful.
Awful. A hot mess. Today we figured, we talked about high school. Let's graduate to college.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said it like that.
Oh, because I dropped out and you were rubbing it in that you graduated and I didn't? Maybe that's why.
Maybe.
Mayhaps.
Yeah, mayhaps.
Mayhaps.
It's gonna be mayhaps. Not worth it. So I, yes, graduated all 4 years.
You graduated at the end of every year.
Yep, on to the next. What year did you drop out?
After my junior year. I went to 3 full years. I went to 3 full years of college.
Christine, I know. This is changing the whole course of what I was gonna. What the fuck, Christine?
When did you think I dropped out?
Like sophomore year, at least.
So it's
like,
just a year difference. What's the difference?
You were almost done.
Yeah.
Do you regret it?
No.
You don't like wish you had a college degree?
No. I probably will grow to regret it, but at this current moment, I do not.
Gotcha.
Cool.
Oh my God, I just had no idea.
What's it like to graduate college 4 times?
Graduating college 4 times was incredible.
Which year was the best?
Freshman.
Let's drop this out.
Yeah, thank God. I graduated once, barely. Literally barely.
Yeah.
I'm happy I graduated because it is like, I do feel like, wow, you really thought you were never going to finish
college. Like, you dumb bitch. You literally thought you were going to graduate college.
I really thought I was never just going to leave and to, like, have finished that. And, like, since then, like, what I think to, like, have an increase in my life of, like, overall wellness, I guess.
I don't know.
Just because I graduated does not mean I know how.
You get this look in your eye, and I'm sure I do too. When we start
like,
to
I'm
lose
scared.
It,
yeah, and it I'm just, like, but that's just like, goes. Hey, bitch, start talking. That's like,
oh,
hello.
But I'm also like, I'm trying to process it. It's all the marijuana, really. Anyway,
no, it's just the fact that I really don't know how to form thoughts into sentences.
Me neither. Good thing we have a podcast.
Yeah.
So, guys, we are here and we're talking about college. Chris, think of a question.
Oh my God, I'm going to kill you that bit just took up time. For the time that you spent in college, did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Okay, extrapolate on that. We have
podcast. I did. It was like the first time I had like guy friends. Cause in high school, I was like on the girls' basketball team, so it's mainly who I hung out with. I had another like group and it was all girls. Like I really didn't have guy friends. I got to college and I just found like a lot of cool, like fun, like really funny, like shared my sense of humor guys that we would go out and like there was a bunch of us and it was like weird because like it's so much, it literally is so much less drama.
Yeah.
I love it so much. It is so fun. Cause like all I want to do is drink beer and like, yeah. I don't care about who's dating who or like who, whatever.
Yeah.
And like my girlfriends are always talking like, oh, like I lost my virginity to this guy. And I was like, I'm playing Mario Kart in my room. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't care about that. And it's like annoying to me. So it's like, it was fun. So I guess that was a cool thing about college. Plus having a fake ID.
That's interesting. Oh, fake ID. What year did you get your freshman year?
Yeah, I got it the summer before freshman year.
Oh, like while you're still living at home.
And they got sent to me. They got sent to my house. They were in this little fake jewelry thing. And
okay,
four other
queen.
Friends got them. And I went to the local Jewel Osco. That's a Chicagoland area grocery store. And I picked out some cards like, it's a boy. And like, whatever. I put them in, sent them to them at college.
That's...
I was from Ohio.
Wow. I was from Maryland. Mine, I Googled the address. Did you ever Google Maps the address?
Yeah.
Mine was in the middle of a shopping center.
Oh, mine was a real house.
Oh.
Because I paid the big bucks. Also,
how much was yours?
It was right before ID Chief. Remember ID Chief? It got shut down, but it was right before it got shut down. I got two.
Fuck you.
For $100.
Okay, I got two for $100 also.
Oh, okay.
And... they were awful. I
oh,
showed
mine
my,
were
I,
so good.
I actually just showed my mom.
Mine
my,
never got taken away.
One of mine got taken away like literally like a week before.
Oh, really?
I was like so annoyed. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Mine was so bad. My mom looked at it and she was like, that worked? And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And she was always like so anti-fake ID, like blah, blah, all that. So for her to be like, that's so bad, I was like, what the fuck?
My mom literally, I accidentally left it on the bathroom counter when I was home one weekend, and she literally saw it, and she was like, oh, so you got a fake ID, huh?
Is it that big? I just didn't think
of it. My mom didn't think it was a big deal.
I don't think of it as a huge...
It did say I was like 28, and I was like...
Did you find that a lot of your friends that went to non-city schools didn't have fake IDs?
Yeah, because they had frat parties.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we just had to go to bars, yeah.
It was the biggest inconvenience. I was always like, wait, what? You don't have a... It's. Do you ever think about that? Like... I would visit my friend at Amherst in Massachusetts. Wow, my memory is awful. And I would be like, oh, I wish I went to like a normal campus school.
Yeah.
Like, there's something about just like always having like parties and shit.
Yeah, that, like, I would visit my friend at like Madison, like Wisconsin, yeah. Which is like a huge party school.
Oh, yeah.
But they also actually genuinely get really good grades. I literally have no idea how they
do it. Yeah, same with at Amherst. I was like, what the fuck?
Every
like,
time I went there, I was like, I'm
going
to die of alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
And even when I'm sober, I can barely write my own essay. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh my God, writing essays.
That's why I dropped out. Literally, all I was doing in political science was reading political like theories and books and then writing essays about them. It was horrible.
Did you do your homework and stuff? Like, were you like a...
I mean, no. I did, but like not enough.
Not like the reading, but like the shit that you had to turn in. Like, were you like... Like, did you turn it in on time? Or
no, like one class, I literally only showed up the first day and the midterm and the final.
Oh my God.
Because when I got there, I was like, oh, you mean like you like I could leave whenever I want and you can't stop me?
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah,
I'm gonna
I mean,
abuse
the first
this.
Time that I, you know, I'm sick, sent that email, I was like, oh, okay, this is, but then.
I abused it well into my junior year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I used my parents' divorce many times to get, sorry, my parents just got
the
divorce.
Oh, my grandma died like four times.
Is she still alive?
No, neither of them.
Oh, okay, okay. So you, okay. Yeah, I was never bold enough to like risk like a.
Oh, really? One time I literally found a fake obituary. Because he asked for proof.
I'm literally letting out gasps of air just because we have a podcast. My mouth would just be fully open. That is... First of all, I cannot believe your professor asked for proof.
Yeah.
But, that is...
It probably, to be fair, probably got around like, hey, this girl's... How many grandmas does this girl have? But...
Oh, shit. For the actual... Got it.
No, I mean, I didn't try it in the same class. I'm not that dumb.
Oh. I thought that's what you were just insinuating. I was like, oh my God.
No, I'm saying that would have been ridiculous.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But I guess finding a fake obituary is also ridiculous. Also, I got a beta fish and accidentally left it in my dorm room over Christmas break, which was like
you
2 weeks.
Me this. Yeah.
And it died and it smelled. And I had to like sign a written waiver for them to go into my room and dispose of it. And then when I was moving out, I still had the aquarium and I dropped it and it shattered and all the pebbles went everywhere on the floor of the lobby.
Oh my God. I got a freshman year pet and this guy was selling little baby turtles on the side of the street.
My friend got a baby turtle. What's the weird disease they can have?
I don't know, but I literally kissed that thing. I
they
like
can get
hugged
like
it.
Herpes
I, like,
or something.
Yeah, it's something
it's
gross.
Like, yeah.
And
it's like feline AIDS, but
it,
like
literally after it was like $10 greatest deal of my life. And then like a month into it, I had to give it to my friend. I was like, I can't handle
turtles
this.
Turtles are, no offense to your monster, turtles are gross.
Like turtles. I just didn't feel like caring for one. And having a turtle die is so different than a fish.
Because like, it has like, it's like cuter.
It has like legs and shit. Like it's more developed, I feel.
Fish are gross too.
And like there's just so many fish. Like I see fish all the time. Dwellers. Oh.
Except for otters. Who doesn't love a good otter? What's the topic of this episode?
College. Yeah.
I dropped
out.
Did
you have any roommate? Like I meant I didn't finish. The roommate like drama. Like
yeah, we had
that was one thing I really was just so over by the end of college was having a roommate.
There was one girl. She was convinced that I was like, what was she thought? She thought wait, I can't even remember what the problem was. I remember that she was really weird, and one time she left a rag in, like, the broiling jar, and, like, the thing went on fire. Yeah.
She and set I was your like, room I'm, on fire?
Like, the kitchen, but it wasn't on fire. Like, the smoke alarm went off.
Oh,
but
oh,
she
oh.
put it, in, she thought it was, like, the broiling pan was
like a storage
was, like,
thing?
A storage tray. And I was like, I'm a dumbass. My mom didn't let me use the stove until I was 15.
You're not a dumbass.
And I know that.
You're
like,
not a
I know
dumb
that.
Space ass.
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, that was a year that my apartment building was literally a 15-second walk to one of my classes, and I didn't go ever. I could see my classroom window from my balcony.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
I had a roommate who fucking freshman year threw up because they were so drunk and was flushing at the same time. So, and also had like peed in it. So it overflowed with piss and shit. Vomit.
Oh.
Flooded over the bathroom into like the carpeted area in between our two rooms.
Piss and
pee. And my friend was coming and he just let it sit there all day. All day. Like an inch of sitting piss and vomit on carpet.
Even I would clean that up right away.
It was like I hated college for that. Four people crammed in like 400 square feet. That should be illegal.
Yeah.
My dorm room was so small.
I had to share a room for 2 years.
So sophomore year after I got back from London, I moved into a dorm. And I had to move 3 separate times that semester. One, because my roommate was so dirty that I got matched with randomly. And so I moved out. A month and a half later, they were like, oh, we put you in the wrong room. It was a studio. So it was me sharing. But then we got upgraded to a corner room, which was a suite. So I had my own room with a second bed that no one was in. It was sick.
All the athletes lived above the Dominick's.
What is that?
Oh, it's a grocery chain that went out of business in the Chicagoland area.
Well, rest in peace, Dominick's.
Now it's a Whole Foods.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
We love gentrification.
What was your school mascot?
Well, before it was changed to the Bobcat, it was a violet.
What's that?
A flower.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even say where we went. I don't think people care.
I went to NYU.
Oh, did you?
Oh.
Did you study photography at NYU?
It's like annoying because I don't even like, it's like, I don't even like brag about it.
But
just,
it's
like,
funny to me.
I'm just
and
in
that's
debt.
All that matters.
It is all that matters.
I think it's funny because you don't really brag about it. So
yeah,
it's like,
I just couldn't care less.
Yeah,
like,
I know. I just think it's funny.
All right.
Shut up to me, right?
No, it was
no,
good.
But
where did you go for the people listening?
Oh, I dropped out. So it doesn't matter.
Okay.
DePaul.
Great.
Bye.
We are going to go take an ad break. We will talk. We are going to dive into some personal questions that you guys sent. We're going to head into an ad break. But after we get back, we are going to dive just head first into some questions that you guys sent in. Alrighty. Signing off. Houston. Oh, my God. Houston. Oh, something's happening. We're shaking. We're going down. Houston, we have a problem.
Want some Tang? I'm bad at role playing Plarim. I'm bad at talk. We need to quit.
This episode of Don't Mess is brought to you by Zola. Zola, the wedding company that will do anything for love, is reinventing the wedding planning and registry experience to make the happiest moment in a couple's lives even happier. From engagement to wedding and decorating your first home, Zola is there, combining compassionate customer service with modern tools and technology, all in the service of love.
Zola is the easiest way to plan your wedding and registry.
As you guys heard in a past episode, I just went to my very first wedding and my friends used Zola, actually, and it was truly one of the most beautiful websites, and I'm not just saying that because I took their engagement photos for it. It was so easy, and being at the wedding, it was great to know what was around, all the scheduling, everything. I was very impressed.
Zola takes the stress out of wedding planning with free wedding websites, your dream wedding registry, affordable save the dates and invitations, and easy to use planning tools.
We did an episode about weddings and saw a huge response. So if this is interesting to you, you can join over 500,000 couples who have used Zola.
With Zola, you can get your very own wedding website, and it's super easy to make. It only takes a few minutes, and you can be showing off your love to the world.
On your free Zola website, you can add photos, stories about how you two met, travel, and accommodations info, and even recommend things to do for your guests while they're in town for your wedding. After you've made your free website, you can then build your dream registry with Zola. Now, Zola makes registering for newlywed life so easy. The store has the widest selection of gifts at all different price points. There's something for every guest to give, and guests love free shipping and returns, price matching, and more.
To start your free wedding website and also get $50 off your registry on Zola, go to zola.com/mess.
Again, that is Zola, zola.com/mess, to get $50 off your first registry and to start your free wedding website. This episode is brought to you by Teamy Blends. Teamy Tea brings you the highest quality, most effective, all-natural loose leaf teas right to your doorstep.
Teamy does have detox plans, but what we really love, what we've really gotten into, is the detox masks. The green tea facial scrub controls oil and exfoliates any dead skin I have. And again, it's all natural, so I know my skin is in good hands. Yeah, also what I really like is all their facial oils that they have too.
Yeah, and I've never really been a facial oil person since I typically have oily skin. But after my trip to New York where it was freezing, I used my Teamy Soothe. And it's made with 100% pure plant extracts and contains natural mineral ingredients with no harmful fillers and preservatives. And it helped reduce the redness and inflammation on my skin. Now, what I loved about it is the lavender flower cleanses and purifies the skin of redness and inflammation, which I get a lot of when I travel. And these Teamy Soothes are all natural. They're soy-free, non-GMO, vegan, everything you could want.
And they also have a lot of matcha stuff. You can get some kits with matcha green tea, matcha.
Oh, baby, I have.
Macho man.
Now, if you want to get 25% off any order, go to teamyblends.com and use the discount code DON'TMESS, DONTMESS, at checkout for 25% off any order.
Once again, the discount code is DON'TMESS, DONTMESS, for 25% off any order at teamyblends.com. That's TEAMIBLENDS.com.
Alrighty, we are back. And we are looking at some of the responses you guys gave us on Insta stories. Some Chris Krajicek, butchered your last name, congrats, said, being broke in college, how did you get through? Were you ever broke in college?
I don't know. I think.
No, don't relate.
What I was saying is like, broke. I don't really know.
You don't remember?
I don't think I was broke. I never like struggled to pay for anything. God. I mean, I didn't have like a lot of extra cash, but I wasn't broke.
Oh, I was definitely like, there were moments where I was just like negative in my bank account. My friend and I, it happened so often that we like joked about it.
Yeah.
We're like,
oh, overdrawn.
We'd send a screenshot. Oh, but like it would stay like that for like days.
No, my dad would fill it. I know. I fully acknowledge that I turned out like this because of my upbringing. And I totally know that.
I guess I dealt with it by, there was like no job that was like too shitty, I guess, because at least in New York, everything is so fucking expensive for no reason.
Yeah, Chicago sales tax is just through the roof.
Yeah, so like,
it's like in order to survive, you literally just had to get any job you could. I was a dog walker.
Yeah, I literally don't know the value of a dollar. Is it 50 cents? I don't know.
Well,
I don't know, you're a woman, so
I think it's 73 cents.
Good one.
Thank you. Woke
Actually,
King.
I think it's like up now.
Oh, good.
Oh, goody two shoes. Yeah,
I guess just really
don't
hustle.
Know the meaning of hard work.
I got a really good work ethic because I was poor, I guess.
Yeah, me no do that.
Izzy Too Busy asked, did you actually like any of your professors? I did. There were like two that I...
I said I did
as if I liked a lot. Yeah, there was like maybe two.
I liked one guy. It was just because for some reason... And also, something's wrong with me where I cannot put effort into a class if I don't like the teacher. And
oh,
I hated,
100, it's a personal vendetta.
I hated every teacher except for one. He was like this Christianity teacher and he was like super nice. It's kind of like a Beto O'Rourke type.
Oh, love
where
that.
He was like kind of hot older dad, but like not really, but like he was.
Yeah.
And then was like super nice.
Nice.
I forgot his name.
I had one who bumped, it was intro to computer programming because it was my requirement. And I got a 10 on the final. And he was like, Chris, I think you should retake it. And I straight up said to his face, sir, I could take it 100 times and I will still get a 10. So I retook it. I went to, got in tutoring. He let me retake it. I got like an F. I got like a 60, which he bumped up to a D, which then he was like, because for some reason...
Isn't
bumped it up
a
to
D
a
minus?
C because I told him that I needed a C to graduate, which was true. And wow. I mean, granted, I was like the worst my depression ever was. So I was definitely milking that shout out to him. He was such a good guy.
Yeah, I've cried together.
Like
stuff,
he
sure.
believed me and like really felt for me. And I was I am using my mental handicaps to get through college.
Did you even have any like bullshit like freshman year class? Do they make you do that? Do they? Because what I would always say was like to Paul.
Do you mean bullshit? That's easy.
The city is your campus.
Yep. Oh, fuck that NYU. The city is at your doorstep.
Yeah. We had to do this class called, and you could pick one, and it was like because the freshman had to come a week early, and my roommate was like an overachiever, so she knew that it was like there was popular classes that would go early, so she signed us up for summer sports in Chicago. So literally all we did was like tour Wrigley Field.
Oh, and you meant bullshit classes that are like fun and easy.
Yeah.
Oh no.
No, we literally went to like Century Field.
I had a
Century Field. That's not right. It's U.S. Cellular. No. U.S. Cellular, where the White Sox play.
Yeah, I was going to say, where the White Sox play.
It used to be Comiskey Park, right?
I don't know
why I'm at. Yeah, right?
I don't know.
Old bald guy, right?
Me?
Who, me?
Bish, where?
So, no.
What was the question?
I forgot. Why don't you ask
Bullshit. Oh, I had a bullshit class, but like not like easy. It was like bullshit. Like it was called Writing the Essay, and it was a class, you're going to die. It was a class... all about writing an essay, but not in I'll never forget it. The first sentence every teacher says in this class, we're going to take everything you've learned about how to write an essay and deconstruct it and then like reteach you. I was like,
no thanks.
Bitch, where?
Yeah.
I was like, what? It was awful. And I really, she was a teacher that I could not bullshit. She would, like, in class be like, well, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
And I was like, and she was so calm, too. Her name, I think I'm friends with her on fucking Facebook. Like, she was so calm. She was like, now, Chris, that's bullshit.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, it is. Wow. Huh. Okay. That was a lot of conflicting feelings. What? What's your worst college horror story? That is asked by Chill Scout.
Probably when I blacked out and threw up in my bed.
That happened to me at Playlist Live.
Oh, I got day drunk and was hungover at like 9 p.m. and called my mom crying to come pick me up, and she wouldn't. She was like, tough love for once in my goddamn life. And then I paid a friend to come get me.
This is... That's so funny. Since I did go to art school, I just like kind of every day was a horror story. It was like the art school was in one building. So it's like you had to walk by the actors and like the theater kids and the tech. And like it was just like awful. It was everybody is like, I'm weird and unique and I make art. And
I see people like that at the Blick store.
What we make are like bowel movements from all the beer we're drinking. Let's not fuck ourselves around.
Yeah,
like,
there was a Blick store by Columbia.
Yep, the Blick
store.
And that
was full of them. Full of them.
Somebody who watches my video work there, and I always had to see them, and I was like,
Blick,
hi
Blick,
again.
Blick.
Yep.
Blick. Blick.
Okay, so there's a lot of, I'm scrolling, and there are a lot of, is it worth it, / thoughts on dropping out. Since I guess we have both sides of the table, would you tell people to drop out if they feel?
No, I don't care enough.
Right.
It can be good and it can be bad. I feel like the jury's still out on mine.
So just like, I say stick it out. I feel like it's...
I say if you have someone paying for it, stick it out.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, don't, yeah.
Yeah, 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 no, 100%. But... I don't know. I think it's you learn a lot of valuable lessons. Like I learned even just freshman year living in the city and stuff. I feel like I didn't necessarily from college learn, but like the experiences I got because I was in college.
Oh, city school. Yeah.
And
I'm
like
really
dealing
glad I didn't
with
go
like
to, like,
making
the...
friends and like as like an adult, like there's
yeah,
just...
I didn't go to like, cause like so many people went to like Iowa or
yeah.
like close schools. And it was basically just continuations of high school. And,
oh,
like,
was it?
Yeah. And so I only went, I went to DePaul. There was only like two other people from my grade. I didn't even know who I wasn't even friends with them.
Yeah.
So I had to like make all new friends.
Yeah. So like, that's what I'm saying is like college really taught me a lot, like outside the classroom.
And it was in the city.
Yeah.
So, but you could have done the same thing if you just dropped out and moved to the city.
Yeah. But it was like a way to go to like live in the city and like do school. I don't know. It made sense at the time. And I kind of wanted to have like a college degree because I was like, who knows what the fuck I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So like to have, I literally was just paying for the name.
That's
all college is.
I'm personally glad I dropped out.
Yeah.
I hate schoolwork.
Yeah. Oh my God. I sometimes think about the fact like how much time we actually spent doing shit and like.
I hate having to prove that I know something.
Yeah.
Especially when it was like the essays could be interpreted, every fucking professor
it was
graded differently. So it's basically, it just, my grade depended on writing style.
Well, that's why I kissed.
I was like, I know all the information the same. It's just like, what are you, like the way I presented
see, that's
it.
That's why I kissed my teacher's ass every time, but like subtly. I wasn't like, I brought you food, hee hee. I was just like, oh, cool. I would just like joke around with them.
I would just glare at them and never show up. I had a class with my roommate one time, and he asked her. He's like, "So, did your roommate drop out or what?" She's like, "No, not
no,
yet.
She's in bed.
Not yet."
Your roommate was Raven Simone. She's like,
"Yeah,
not yet.
Yeah,
that's me." She goes, "Not yet.
Not
anyway."
Yet.
Oh, somebody, Natalia G. Vindadze. Oh God, I'm really on a roll today. Asked. Were y'all the party type or just nerds? Now,
college doesn't have nerds, I don't think. Yeah, it does.
They do, but we just never hung out with them, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't know anyone outside my circle.
But, like, did you feel like you really, like, took partying to the next level? Like, you kind of, like, just, when I went to college, it was, like, welcome week was, like, I was wasted from sunup to sundown for a week.
I throw up every time I drink, and that's a real major deterrent, so I wouldn't say I went crazy.
I never got hangovers in college. I would, like, wake up at 6 a.m. and, like, start cleaning and stuff. So, like, I was a functioning alcoholic.
Yeah, I would get drunk, like, twice a week, but then I'd get, like, blackout on, like, special occasions.
Gotcha. And I can't remember. Did you start smoking weed in college?
I tried edibles a couple times in college, but it went really bad, and I, like, thought that my, like, there was, like, dementors circling my head, and then I went to go volunteer at this, like, animal shelter, and I started crying because I thought I was going to, like, step on the dogs.
That is a legitimate fear.
And it,
fear.
Like, turned me off of, like, weed, and so I didn't really start until I moved to California.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
That would make a lot of sense. Oh, all right. Cami Villa asks, what was your go-to college food? I forgot all about dining halls and shit like that. Did DePaul have good dining halls?
I had a really good deli.
Ooh.
I go there every day.
Did you have like a food building that had like a established restaurants in there, like chains and shit?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I know some colleges.
Yeah, like Purdue had like a Taco Bell or stuff like that.
And like a Chick-fil-A and shit. And I'm like, what the? We literally actually only had the only Chick-fil-A in Manhattan. That was actually pretty sick.
Oh, yeah. The Chick-fil-A was right by the Blick.
So close to my freshman dorm. But did you like dining halls?
I didn't care. It was okay. The pasta place was okay, too. Sometimes it had good tacos.
I just felt like so much of the food tasted the same.
They had really good, you could get udon noodles. They had like a really good noodle bar, I just remembered. You could put like your own toppings on it. It was good.
Fuck.
Yeah, it was really good.
Dude, did you have dining halls in a dorm?
We had a student center. We just called it the Stew. And it was just like, it had a cafeteria, but then it also had like computer lab and like offices.
Oh, like a student center kind of stuff?
Yeah, but it just had the cafeteria in it.
Interesting.
And then there was like a downtown campus.
What were your like go-to drunk munchies?
I don't really know.
You never had a place that you were just like, oh...
Oh, yeah. There was, like, a taco place that I can't remember the name of that was open late.
Ugh. We should go to New York. This place called Papaya Dog.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're mozzarella sticks. They're fucking french fries. They're burgers.
Papaya dogs.
Yeah, I never understood. I saw a fight happen in one of them.
Always
videotaped
good.
The whole thing.
Oh, yeah. There was a hot dog place. Oh, I'm such a bad... I'm not nostalgic, so I just forget things. There's some hot dog places.
See, I just went so many times, it's pretty hard for me to forget.
Yeah, I guess I didn't go that much.
I guess we see how, like, my memory prioritizes food versus sentiment.
There was a Gatorade machine in the basement that anytime you picked the yellow one, it would give you two for the price of one.
Ooh.
And I told not a soul.
That's the way you gotta do it. Those secrets you find in college, you gotta keep that shit on lock because shit travels so fast.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Wow, I feel like we just
defeated.
Went back.
Oh, yeah.
Which would have been the feeling of defeat.
Yes, indeed.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you're in college right now,
drop out.
Good luck. Yeah, thank you guys for listening. If you want to follow us on social media, you can follow Christine.
Or don't.
No.
At C. Sidelko.
On Twitter and Instagram.
I don't want to pressure them.
Oh, yeah, no pressure. Should I be talking cooler, jazzier?
Save it for the ASMR episode.
Oh, yes. We're going to do an ASMR episode. I'm so excited. All righty, guys. We will see you guys later. Bye. Don't mess. Don't.